else would you rather be than right here, right now?
For Bills fans.
Let's go, Buffalo!
By Bills fans.
Only Buffalo is going to win it!
This is the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast with Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn and Alex Jones.
This place is pandemonium!
Here's Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn.
And welcome back for another edition of the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast. Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn, Alex Jones, as we join you off another Bills loss, a heartbreaker in Houston. Bills lose by three on a very long field goal. And that's it. Buffalo's 3-2. Monday Night Football coming up with the Jets, who will have an interim head coach now after firing Robert Saleh. So interesting the way things have developed in a variety of different ways. But Alex, first, let's start with the Houston game. Thoughts on this one?
Yeah, it's a game the Bills showed a little bit. You know, the offense seemed disjointed at times. It really seemed like the only person who showed up to the game was Josh Allen to start the game. He was hitting his passes, and to be honest with you, his receivers constantly dropped the football. They were just, it was a bad game for every wide receiver out there. You know, you really noticed the absence of Khalil Shakir, and it really showed how much of a weapon he is. Underwhelming from Dalton Kincaid, Mac Collins, Keon Coleman. The list goes on and on and on. And, you know, you can look at the stat line and be like, oh, this is Josh Allen's worst completion. Those were so many catchable balls. I think he had like 12 drops or something like that. That's an insane number to have in a single game, Brad.
It is. And, everything, it just looked a little bit off all the way around in this game. And then it seems this team is great under Sean McDermott and making second half adjustments, that they were able to go ahead and find a way to rally in the second half and really did a nice job. But my oh my, what happened that it seemed like it was going to be a long field goal with about 40-ish seconds left. Penalty, they're backed up even further, so they have to punt. Buffalo gets the ball. Wonderful. Three incomplete passes in a row. They punt, get close enough, get in range, big long field goal. I mean, ridiculous ending.
Yeah, I completely agree, Brad. I think it's one of those things where Joe Brady had supreme confidence in Josh Allen and was thinking basically the Bills were going to do exactly what the Texans got to do, which is take a long field goal. And, you know, it ended up not working out. Again, a couple drops. Mac Collins, he had people open underneath, but Mac Collins, it hit him in the hands. You can't ask for much more than that. I know people are quick to criticize Allen. He started pressing the ball a little bit, but at the same time, you hit a guy in hands on multiple deep routes, multiple plays. Like, I don't know. You got to ask at a certain point. It's not the quarterback. It's if he's hitting him in the hand.
I think I lost you here. Are you there?
Can you hear me, Brad? Yeah, can you hear
me? Yep, I got you now.
Yeah, and at that point, it's not the quarterback. It's the people around him that you got to look at.
All right, well, the Buffalo Bills fall 23-20 in Houston. I don't know. I didn't make a whole lot of digs in this game. He came through a couple times, but
yeah,
no,
but I mean, it wasn't
no dagger, no scores.
To be honest, it wasn't. The Bills got beat by the Bills. To be honest, like that's they didn't show up.
It was
in the
very
first half,
Bills.
It was too little, too late in the second half. But it's also a long season. The division looks abysmal. The Dolphins look lost. The Patriots are bad, and the Jets don't look good. I mean, you talk about Robert Saleh getting fired this week. I think it's more that it's not Robert Saleh's fault that Aaron Rodgers is old.
I think some very questionable personnel moves, as you alluded to, no doubt. I think they played a big role in this one. I don't know. I think he's a very good defensive-minded coach, and I think he'll be a good coordinator somewhere. And who knows? Maybe he'll turn it around. He could be a head coach in this league again, but I don't think anytime soon at this rate. Obviously, with what was it, 20-36 was his record. I don't know. Very first time in Jets history that they had fired a coach, or at least under Woody Johnson's ownership, before the end of the season. Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting, Brad. And, you know, him having to be escorted out by security, it's just a lot. It's just a lot. And, you know, I don't know. You hate to see it. I thought he was a good coach. He's going to be an excellent coordinator somewhere. He's a great defensive mind and a guy who's shown that he's really good at calling defenses. It'd be really interesting, though. You're not changing the coordinators in either side. You know, you're not changing the defensive coordinator, who's now the interim head coach, will call the defensive plays. And Nate Hackett, who we know in Buffalo is a garbage can coordinator, called the offensive game plan. So I don't know what they expect to be this huge change between firing Saleh and not firing.
Yeah, it's really, yeah, no different. Interesting. All right, so Monday Night Football at the Jets. The last couple games in the Meadowlands were weird. I was at the one in 22 where Gabe Davis had a big drop. Shocker. Rough game there. The Monday Night Football game they should have won, lost in overtime. Freaking Zach Wilson after Rodgers went down four snaps in. And yeah, we'll see how Monday Night Football goes. Bit of injuries that we should probably go ahead and cover here. It's early in the week at this time. It's only Wednesday. So still a long way to go before we get there.
Yeah, but a lot of injuries for both teams. I know Aaron Rodgers' shirt. I believe Sauce Gardner had a concussion. Knows that a lot. It's a lot of people banged up for both sides. And Oliver missed last game, which I think you could also really see his presence being missed. Curtis Samuel, Khalil Shakir, James Cook all did not practice. Ralph Bernard being back was huge. That play, that interception by him was incredible.
I did hear that he did wear a red non-contact jersey.
Yeah, that's not abnormal for him. He wore a red non-contact last week as well. I think they have to start posting the official injury report Thursday, but people on the ground seem
to say it hasn't been released
yet. There's a lot of
people
banged up.
So, slightly concerning, but they still have till Monday night, so extra day, a little bit more rest helps.
Absolutely does that.
All right, what are some keys to the game here for the Buffalo Bills?
They gotta get after quarterback, get in Aaron Rodgers' face, make him feel uncomfortable. You know, he's not the guy who used to be where he used to be able to extend plays and move around the pocket. You get into his face early and often, and then you gotta shut down Breece Hall. You know, it's just one of those things, Brad. If you get, ironically, Brad, it seems like, maybe this led into it. I think James Cook injured his toe. I'm seeing a tweet by Thigh Doctor. Left toe injury right before the final series, slammed it into the turf. It would make sense if that was why he wasn't out there
that last series and maybe why the Bills didn't feel comfortable running the ball because they didn't like what they had out of Ty Johnson or Ray Davis.
Yeah, interesting, because I really feel like they should they need him healthy. He's a major asset, both running and catching the football. That it would be a little bit of a blow. I think Ty Johnson's a capable back, and we'll see if we see that spark out of Ray Davis. We're all looking for it. So if he can deliver, like to see something out of the rookie, that would be huge. If just really a solid run game at this point.
Yeah. And, you know, it's one of those things where he's a guy who, you know, we'll see. I haven't seen a lot out of him. He doesn't seem to have the suddenness, especially if he was out of the backfield blocking, that sort of thing. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what they – and if they bring somebody up. I think they have Darrington Evans. No, he's on the IR. They have somebody else, I think, on the practice squad. So it'll be interesting to see what they do at running back, especially with the Curtis Samuel injured as well.
Yeah.
You could easily have seen him, you know, sort of fill a running back kind of role like he did.
And I don't know if that injury with Curtis Samuel, I'm sorry, it's the turf toe, which is wasn't the injury he had coming out of camp. So it's like they came back up.
Yeah, turf toe is one of those weird ones, too. It's sort of like a hamstring. It kind of flares up, goes back down, flares up, goes back down. So, you know, it can be just a veritable timetable of when he's going to be back.
All right. Other keys to the game here for the Bills, at least. How about special teams-wise? I feel like, you know, the fan base feels a little harsh on Tyler Bass. I don't know if it's warranted. Is it, Alex?
I mean, it is, but it isn't. The one was blocked. I think he had another one that just missed that, but that might have just been it. So, it also does kind of become one of those things, Brad, where you get a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? You get somebody who they sort of are in their own head about it, where now they're almost becoming assured they're going to miss. So, you know, I don't know if fans, he's still a pretty good kicker, but he's not as elite as he once was.
I don't know. I feel like I cringe every time he comes out on the field because I feel like I can't trust him to make it. And he proves me wrong all the time, and that's wonderful. That's the hope, that he proves me wrong. But I feel like I can't trust him to go out there and make it every time.
Also an interesting thing, I believe his kick against Kansas City got blocked last year, which nobody knew about till after.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. I think I saw that. There was a finger on it. All right. Buffalo, New York taking on, from the Meadowlands coming up here on Monday Night Football. It'll be televised on ESPN, of course, for me. I don't know about you, Alex. I'm going to be watching the Manning cast.
Absolutely. If I don't have to listen to the main broadcast team there, I won't. You know, who's Monday Night Football? It's Tirico and Herb Street?
No, Monday Night Football on... It's Joe Buck and...
Oh, okay. I don't mind Aikman and Buck as much, but they are... the Manning cast
Is
just significantly better. Yeah, the Manning cast is just so much better.
I mean, Belichick's interesting because at the end of the day, Colin Cowherd always references with Belichick is that he always likes to talk ball. Loves talking ball, so he's good for it. And I don't know, he's still Belichick, but the Mannings are great. Eli, always very funny. Peyton's funny. No, it's great.
Absolutely.
You watch the entire game, obviously. It's fantastic.
Yes. No, it absolutely is. So that's one of those things. Every time I'll choose the Manning cast. They're great together. They're also so knowledgeable. You really hear them when they talk about the game. You can tell
how much they love it. You know, you can tell how much they genuinely know about it as well, yeah. Which at times, like, I like Troy Aikman, but at times he's not, like, super knowledgeable because he didn't play in the modern era, right? Like, if you were commentating football in 1998, you'd be like, oh, Manning, you know, oh, Aikman knows a lot about this, but, like, Aikman was also never that quarterback. You know, he wasn't a guy who picked apart teams. He was sort of just like a, hey, I get the ball where it needs to be, and I hand the ball off to one of the best running backs to ever play football. Behind one of the best offensive lines to ever play in football.
Yep. Nope. Without a doubt. Other thoughts here on Bills Jets?
I mean, I'm going to be honest, Brad. It's kind of one of those times, like, Barstool Big Cat put out his power rankings, and the Bills were in the power ranking category of must-win upcoming primetime league game, and the Jets were in the category of can't-lose upcoming primetime game. And I think that's pretty accurate. You know, the Bills, it's a must-win. It'll keep them ahead in the division. It's a rebound game. And if the Jets lose this, it's kind of, you know, it's not season over, obviously, but it's
on a downward path
mark around the season.
Yeah, oh, big time.
You know, it becomes a real issue, especially after losing to Denver. You know, they should not have lost that game. They were in it for most of it, and they, you know, handedly had Denver. So, Denver is not that good a team, so it kind of reflects badly on the Jets. So, you know, I think the Bills this is a must-win game for the Bills. They have to go out there, show who they are, rip off a couple wins now. You got Tennessee coming up after this, and you got to get after the divisional opponents.
All right, here's a question. In this one, I don't know. I feel like it could go a variety of different ways. How do you feel about Sauce Gardner? He's picked off Josh several times. I feel like a couple were deflected, but regardless, he always just seemed to kind of pick on him. How big of a concern is Sauce Gardner in your eyes for the Bills?
I believe he got ruled out.
He's officially out of this one?
No, he... Let's see.
I thought he was questionable.
He had a head injury, but returned to the game.
All right.
He avoids concussion, but kind of like how Josh avoided concussion. It changes slightly with the Bills not having a marquee wide receiver, right? And it's interesting. Teams have kind of viewed Keon Coleman as that marquee receiver. You've seen teams pay extra special attention to him in game plans with who they're lining up against. So I would not be shocked if that is the matchup. But, you know, you're not, don't get me wrong, Sauce Gardner's one of the best corners of football. So you have to be concerned about him, but you're not worried. You know, it's one of those things, you're concerned, not worried.
How about Aaron Rodgers, who looks his age?
I mean, and you know, Aaron Rodgers historically has not played well against Buffalo. He played in what he called the worst game as a Packer against the Bills. Pretty awesome game with Bakari Rambo, where he got sacked for a safety in the end zone by Mario Williams. And then 2 years ago, he played against the Bills with the Packers at Bills Stadium.
Yep.
The Bills beat him up that game. It's one of those things. It's interesting to see those kind of sliding doors, where, you know, he just, I don't know, Sean McDermott might just have Aaron Rodgers' number.
We'll have to see in this one. Buffalo coming in on a 2-game slide, and I don't know. I feel like the first game, it felt like it was necessary, almost like a cleansing. This last game, disappointing more than anything. I was so bummed out after this one. I pretty much said, all right, I can't do anything. I can't watch football. Anything but football, well, put anything on.
It was such a weird game, too, because it was like the Bills had no business being in the game. But also they somehow both choked and had no business being there, right? Like the Texans should have been blowing them out. Like, and they just let them hang around, which you're like, all right. But then the Bills kind of never took advantage of that opportunity. And it just seemed like not everybody was on the same page. Spencer Brown just looked bad for the first time this year. Like, he is looked like he has had, you know, an all-pro year. And it just seems like...
The line is a hole.
Yeah, it just seemed like... And don't get me wrong, the Texans have an incredibly good defensive line unit when you have, you know, a top three pick and, you know, Danielle Hunter and, you know, all Danielle Hunter and all these guys there. Like, they have a really good defensive line unit. It's just, I don't know, it's just the Bills looked off. They just looked off. You know what I mean, Brad? Like, it seems like the past few games they have looked off, and I don't know what the answer is.
I hate to say it. I'm trying to resist with every bone in my body, but they need to be like Stella and get their groove back.
Yeah.
I've never seen that movie.
Like, oh,
I just know of it and I use that all the time.
I've seen a lot of people online be like, you know, McDermott, like, we need to get rid of McDermott. Like, you don't, like, McDermott is maybe the best coach the Bills have ever had. I know, Marv Levy, one. Sean McDermott's number two. And it's a wide margin between the next one. You know, maybe Wade Phillips.
Luke Saban's got to be in there.
Luke Saban. But to be like, you need to get rid of McDermott. He's, you know, he can't win the big game. Like, he's kind of won a lot of big games. He just, it's kind of the Bills' MO. They keep it close. They, you know, at times they're able to pull it out. At other times they're not.
You know, maybe.
But to be like.
Is he like Andy Reid in the sense that, you know, one, he's part of that coaching tree, purely coincidence, but in the sense that it took time, but eventually Andy Reid got a team to the Super Bowl, i.e. the Eagles, and then eventually he's won several Super Bowls with Kansas City, that it's just a matter of in the making.
That's how I kind of feel, Brad, is that it's like, it's almost a matter of time. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, we'll get there. We're going to get there. We're fine. And so I think the Bills fans are also just a little spoiled, like, not remembering how bad it could be. Like, how bad it was. Like, even just under Rex Ryan, how bad it was.
Uh-huh.
Like, getting embarrassed against the Patriots. Like, getting absolutely decimated by teams that, to be honest with you, the Bills had a good team those years. They just...
Poorly coached.
Really just... Yeah, they just away a lot of talent.
They said on South Park they wrecked a discipline.
Yes. And so it's one of those things where, you know, I think calling for McDermott's head does nothing for this organization. It sets us further back, and it doesn't allow you to continue to grow. And I agree. I think, Brad, it's just one of those things. It will happen with time. There's going to be a team that gets over the hump.
Bills come into this 1 3-point favorites. So, interesting. But they do come in favored in this one. Weather looks like it's going to be decent here. Right now forecasted for a clear night at 67 degrees. So, conditions could be favorable. Key injury for me in this one, Khalil Shakir. I don't know. It sounds doubtful that he's going to be going this one. I'd like him healthy, and if he has to sit a game, that's fine. Everyone else needs to step up then.
Absolutely, Brad. I completely agree. You need all the wide receivers to step up in a big way.
Mac Hollins, he was on the injury report as well. And to my understanding, I think it was chest related. Regardless, I don't know. I felt like that I couldn't trust him either. I said that about Tyler Bass. I'll say the same thing with Mac Hollins, where I couldn't trust him to catch the football ball right in the fingertips you alluded to earlier. And, yeah, he felt disappointing to me.
And, you know, Brad, that's kind of, I mean, yes, he's like a, you know, he's a souped-up Trenton Sherfield from last year, but you still expect to, if you're paying him money, you expect a player to make those plays. You know, you expect a guy to step up and make that play in that moment. It is,
yeah.
You really got to, you know, look at the guy and be like, hey, we need you there. You know, we need you in that moment. And so, I don't know. It was just disappointing to see, Brad. It felt like we had started to turn a corner, even if it was, you know, even if it was briefly turn a corner, you still turn that corner. And it just seems like it's all come crashing down after the Baltimore game. And maybe, you know, maybe it is just the injuries catching up with the Bills. You know, maybe it's this, you know, you had this series of injuries and you know what, it is what it is. The unfortunate truth, it is what it is.
This is the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast. Find our work at DHS Buffalo. Find Alex at TW Callahan DHS. Find me at Bills Bruiser. And find our work at facebook.com/Buffalo Bills Draft House. All right, again, Buffalo taking on the New York Jets coming up from MetLife Stadium, 8:15 kickoff. Coming up on Monday, the 14th of October. Boy, oh boy, we're already breezing by the month of October. I don't know. At 3-2, long season here. I felt like people were celebrating a little too much at 3-0, but at this point, I think it's a little too early to panic. If they lose this game, then sound the alarm bell, but right now, no need to panic.
No, and I think it's one of those things where you panic unless it's you don't need, nobody panic, everybody stay calm. But you're starting to get a little more panicked, right? You're starting to get a little more uncomfortable with how, you know, how the team is responding. Yeah, there's no words, Brad. You know, just there's no words. It is what it is.
Fair. Yep, very fair. After this one, they return home. They'll take on the Tennessee Titans. Before a late afternoon kickoff, right before Halloween against the Hawks. And then here in November, where they'll attempt to squish the fish and sweep them. We'll see who's playing quarterback. Tua may be cleared at this point, but who knows? He might not return. He might be out for this season. He might be out for good. We'll see, but that's the upcoming schedule.
It is, and you know what? Looking ahead, you got to win those games. You got to win your divisional games. This is important because the Bills have dominated the AFC East, and this year it's looking like they should really, really put it on the rest of the division. And if they're not doing that, that's a real cause for concern.
I think the rest of the I think they're ripe for the picking. I think there's not a team that stands in their way.
It feels like they are.
I don't think there's one. Right now, things can change. The way the injury bug has bit the Bills is concerning for me.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you got to. It is unfortunate. It's just unlucky. It's part of the season. But I guess you'd rather have it now than have it, like, what, week 16?
Very true. Yep. Bye, coming up, some long weeks. Time to get healthy. We'll look on the positive Absolutely. Side of this right here. All right. Well, again, that's going to do it for the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast. Find our work at drafthousesports.com, at DHS Buffalo. Find Me at Bills Bruiser. Find Alex at TWCallahanDHS. And find us on Facebook or go to Facebook.com/BuffaloBillsDraftHouse. All right, for Alex Jones, I'm Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn. Go Bills.
This has been the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast.
Available on Spotify, Odyssey, Prime Music, Audible, or wherever you get your podcasts.
An R Street Media production.